Spartan basketball is right around the corner. How did we get so far? What happened here?
Wow.
Where's time going?
Crazy. Tom Izzo is the coach. He's on the line with us right now. Hello,
hey,
Tom.
All right.
Hello, Mitch. First of all, you're right. How did it get here so quick? I think it should be still summer. Second of all, congratulations on the book. And it's I'm anxious to maybe read it myself. And I'm glad I got to send my name in a year in advance. Because does it mean it takes you that long to sign it? Or does it mean that it's that important?
A week in advance,
not
a
year
in advance.
I'm just kidding.
I have a way of satisfying that and doing good at the same time. Just this afternoon, Rosie and I were in a meeting and we were discussing this year's Radiothon, you know, the big annual thing that we do for the charities in Detroit. We looked up the Michigan State Spartans schedule. We said, we always want to get Tom Izzo to come down. He keeps coming saying he's going to come down one time, doing it in person.
Yep.
And believe it or not, you don't play the day that day or the day after or the day after. So if you come down and join us in person, I will personally hand you a free copy of the book signed to whoever you like in exchange for your helping us raise money for needy Detroiters. How's that for a
trade? Well, first of all, to be honest with you, that is very nice of you. But second of all, I do owe you to come down because I said I would. Yeah. And if that's the way it is, I might do that, and I might buy the book because it's probably for good cause, knowing you with all the charities and the things you do. So one way or another, let's work that out.
All right.
Coach, this is Rosie. Actually, if you come down, we have 15 hours of Radiothon. Mitch will read you the book while you're on stage.
In every commercial break, I'll read you part of another chapter.
Chapter.
Yeah. It'll be, look at it this way. It'll be the best sleep you've had in a long time.
All right, that might be good. I haven't had much lately.
All right, and I'm sure you have it. You never do. Let's talk about your basketball team this year. So Joey Hauser's gone. Pierre Brooks gone. You got a lot of guys back, though. Tyson Walker, Hoggard, Jaden Atkins, Malik Hall's there. Tell us about how you see this year shaping up.
God, you know, I really like my team this summer. I mean, it's a little difficult right now for all of us in college basketball to try to figure out. It's easy to figure out what your team's like. It's hard to figure out what that means because you don't know who's got who, who's got what. I mean, I swear to you, I'm watching games and I'm looking at magazines and I don't even know who's where anymore. And it's a little more difficult because, you know, there's teams with 5 and 6 transfers, and that's going to help some teams and it's going to kill others, the way I look at it. So I don't know where we are according to. I know that Purdue and us have 90% of our people back, and but there's going to be some other good teams in the league. But I think I've got something that Jay Wright always talked about. We got a little, we're a little older. We got old, and yet our youth are our talent. So we got talented, inexperienced guys, and pretty talented, very experienced guys. And hopefully that'll be a good combination. I got a little more depth than I had last year. And you probably hear it now. You know, people are saying, well, how are you going to fit everybody in? You know, last year, you idiot, why didn't you go to the portal? You didn't have enough players. You know, you got to, it's hard to please everybody. But
it's hard to please anybody.
Mm-hmm. There you go. I'm glad you said it. But,
hey, Coach, will you be going by your real names this year? Because I see you'll be going, should we refer to you as Batman and Jeremy Fears as Mario and Tyson Walker as Flavor Flav. I saw you the other night on your dress up for your Midnight Madness, Mitch. Izzo was Batman.
In, that's right.
Batman?
Yeah, it was Batman.
Full regalia,
Wow. It was, I don't know if it was eventful, guys, but you know what it does? It keeps me young. It keeps me young, And it makes me realize I got a granddaughter now that's 3 months old, and I used to think I had to act like my players. Now I got to go a little lower. So I'm reaching the depths, you know, Batman. Maybe it'll be Simba next year. You know?
Simba the White Lion.
Well, you have three freshmen who are all kind of ranked in the top 30 or so, if I remember correctly, for whatever rankings are worth, including Xavier Booker, who's the center and very highly ranked. Is there pressure now when you get guys that highly ranked to join the team? And The average stay for a player now on a college basketball team, I think last time I looked, is 7.5 minutes before they go to the NBA.
So, I love you.
Yeah. So,
or transfer. Don't forget.
Yeah, or they're I'm not getting enough minutes. It's your second game. I don't care. I can see the trend coming. I'm transferring. You know.
But we're only in practice.
We have it in the field.
So, I mean, how do you juggle that, you know, wanting to field your best team but not wanting to lose players, which I have to think, all kidding aside, has become a real thing now. Like, how do I satisfy the talent I have and not lose them to this transfer portal?
Well, there's two different things there, you know. Like, if I got a player good enough to go pro, I'm excited. I'm excited for him. He's excited. It's absolutely no problem. Contrary to popular belief, where I try to hold my players back and I do this and that, you know what? Every guy that gets drafted helps my program. So that's number one. The transfer portal, what I try to do and what I try to do when I recruited these kids is still be as honest as you can. But I think one thing we've done a lot more of, and I'm sure a lot of coaches are, but I know we do here, spend more time with your guys, you know. As we all know, you know, those of us that have been married and those of us that, you know, even back in the day when you had a girlfriend, you know, the grass usually isn't greener, you know.
Yeah.
It's usually not greener. Everybody thinks it's greener, but it's usually not greener. And, you know, and that's what these poor kids, because they have agents, they have people talking to them, they have NIL. They've got a lot of pressure on them. I'm trying to keep the dirtbags and the distractions away from my guys the best I can. I talk to their parents about it. I talk to them about it on a daily matter. And I think I'm pretty honest with them, you know. And nobody was guaranteed a starting here. Everybody knew we had a lot of guys coming back. But you also got a chance, you know, to play for some big things. You know, you're picked in the top 5 or 6. Is that pressure? Hell yeah, it's pressure. That's where Michigan State belongs. So it's not really pressure is the privilege, as they say. And, you know, if you teach kids that there's a process to this, you got a chance. Only a chance, though, because this day and age, it's instant gratification.
Hey, well, this day and age, a chance is all you can ask for.
Is Jason Richardson's son the first one of your players' sons to play for you?
Well, you know, especially the way the NCAA is now, if I commented...
Oh, you can't comment on okay.
Recruit, okay. I'd probably get... hard and feathered, so I don't want to.
Well, let me ask it this way. Have you ever had one of your players' sons play for you yet?
Oh, what a great way. Yeah. You should be a lawyer, man. That's a great way. I have not.
Okay.
Yet.
All right. There you go.
Wow. So you become a grandfather.
A grand coach.
And you might become a grand coach the same year.
That's cool.
That's pretty good.
I like that.
You'll need the Batman costume.
Yeah. Who needs Batman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're looking forward to it. It's always great to hear your voice. I know that fall is coming when I hear the scratchy voice of Tom Izzo. And we're looking forward to hopefully getting you down in person this year for the Radiothon.
You know
people
what?
Love
make
to see
it. Mitch, make sure Rosie, just put it on him.
Yeah,
you
okay. I'm already in touch with Mex. I'm already in touch with Mex.
Tell him he's my Uber driver.
He
can pick me up.
Yeah, he'll pick you up.
I'll pick you up. You know me.
Yeah, he will. He will. Yeah.
You're great. Yeah.
Guys, I appreciate it. Keep up the good work, Mitch.
Thank you, Tom.
To hear about
thanks, Coach.
All right, thanks. Tom Izzo at 760 WJR.